The name of the story today is A Sudden Death. So often if someone dies, we try to comfort them with the words like, he's in a much better place now. Assuming, of course, the person went up and not down, that he is saved. So is he in a much better place? Let's see by an example what Padre Pio's view was of this. Hello friends, and welcome to this channel following Padre Pio. And here we have a series of short stories on the life of our great Saint Padre Pio. He was a Capuchin friar, mystic, a tremendous miracle worker. Do stay tuned to find out more about his life and to see what his intercession could do for you. And we do wish to thank our protected child of Padre Pio patrons again, because with your support you make these videos possible. So we do ask everyone to remember them, all of our patrons, in your prayers. And do everyone be part of this apostolate. It'll be tremendous if you can help by liking our video and sharing these videos with your friends, with your colleagues. In the first story, it's called A Sudden Death. It was this lady called Carmela Maraschino, and her brother was a Padre Victoria da Cardenosa. He died suddenly. And this was in 1958, in January of 1958. So I've often heard it said that priests die suddenly. I don't know if it's true or not, but this is the case here. And Carmela, now she was obviously upset and wanted to know why this sudden death. And she asked this to Padre Pio. Padre Pio, of course, was very compassionate about this, especially where death's involved. And so he replied with this very picturesque expression. Do you know what Jesus did regarding your brother? Jesus went into the garden, and there were many, many beautiful flowers, but one was more beautiful than all the others. And he leaned over the most beautiful flower, and he picked it. So Carmela understood this, but she's still apprehensive. But was he saved? She asked Padre Pio. So of course, we all know people have this superficial thing, everyone is saved. So Padre Pio's answer, yes, but we need to pray. So why do we pray? Because he's in purgatory and is still en route to heaven. Well, on the 29th of July, this is now 6 months later, she again went to Padre Pio, wanting to know, is he saved? Is he in heaven now? Padre Pio's response, my daughter, we priests have much more responsibility in front of God. So let us continue praying. Responsibility for what? Obviously, the care of the souls in their flock for their salvation. They have to tend to this diligently. Well, on December now, it's now December, a full 11 months after the death, and she again went to Padre Pio. Is her brother saved? She was being pretty persistent, and it paid off now. With these words, he is in paradise. But what is purgatory like? So let's look at another example from Padre Pio. And so Padre Pio told the following story to a fellow priest. Padre Pio said, one night I was alone up in the choir. He was praying, and down below in the church, he saw a friar cleaning the altar late at night. So Padre Pio asked him, go to bed, since it is so late. And the response was, I am a friar like you, and I did my novitiate here in the same monastery as Padre Pio. And when assigned to take care of the altar, he said, I passed in front of the tabernacle many times without making the proper reverence, without the proper respect. And for this sin, I am in purgatory, and now the Lord has sent me to you. And you decide how much longer I have to suffer in these flames. So he uses the word flames and he uses the word suffering. And how can Padre Pio help? How can he decide? Through his prayers. And so Padre Pio responded, I told him that he must remain in purgatory until the Mass in the morning. So how many hours away is that? Maybe 6 hours away. To which the soul responded, cruel. And then he just disappeared. Why this word cruel? What's cruel about it? Only 6 more hours. But if we look at the flames, his suffering in these flames in purgatory, and even 6 hours was a big thing, not an easy thing, and hence his reaction of cruel. Now, Padre Pio added afterwards as well, I still have a wound in my heart. I could have sent him to heaven immediately. Instead, he had to stay one more night in the flames of purgatory. So these flames must be something very real. Hopefully this also helps to shed light on those words, cruel. Why cruel? In a video coming up soon, we're going to have a look at a story of a man who fell overboard. He was on a boat, he fell overboard in a storm. He could not swim. He was going to drown. He had nothing but a relic of Padre Pio on him. So do join us for that story. And if you're not receiving reminders of our videos as we make them, make sure that you are subscribed to our channel. Click the subscribe button below. And you also have to click that reminder bell. There's an all there, click all, select all option on the reminder bell. And then you'll receive notifications. Another way to receive notifications is when you enroll your Mass pre-intentions. Dear friends of following Padre Pio, wouldn't you like to be, as scripture says, those who instruct many to justice shall be as the stars for eternity? Apparently that's from the book of Daniel. So with that intention in mind, we offer you a special program, and it's called the Protected Child of Padre Pio program. And through this, if you join this program, you will be helping our team at Following Padre Pio to reach out to many people, hopefully to inspire them so that they do not give up hope, that they do not lose faith in God in these very trying times. So if you and I can give them this hope, then our Lord Jesus Christ's death would not have been in vain for them. So that's our aim. And we also have regular masses celebrated for all of those who join the Protected Child of Padre Pio program. And of course, there are other benefits too. To find out more, just click the video on the end screen, or you can go to the link in the video description below.